when we see issues of young boys and girls being groomed, being objectified, where are these reasonable gays? They do not exist. And this guy is going to paint the entire conservative movement with a broad brush, projecting onto you the opinion that these people want you to have. Well, now conservatives have plainly distinguished between the two. Objection, no, we haven't. You have forced us, you have forced the Christian right to shut your mouth. You can only talk about abortion. That's it. You do not get to talk about lifestyles. You do not get to talk about any of the things that you believe. No, because you want to win an election. So shut your mouth and you'll get 3% of the gay vote. Or whatever it is. Right out of the 5%, whatever. You'll get a fraction of the gay vote. And that'll make you feel better because you're all inclusive eating stuff. Anyway, let me get back into this article. In response, the left has effectively said, you can't attack grooming. That's assault on gay rights, which is correct. It is correct. Of course, Spencer Clavin writes, this strikes me as a catastrophe for regular old non-pedophile gay people. Incorrect. That doesn't exist. That's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a non-pedophile gay person. And I apologize. I told you this was not going to be a normal Barrett Brief segment. Kind of upbeat, jokey, and so forth. We're not here. We're talking about sexualizing children. We're talking about abusing children. And I had a conversation on Twitter. Of course, it's trash. I think I mentioned this. Where a guy was, when somebody was pointing out the real sexualization was female teachers sleeping with students. And some guy was like, bro, look at how hot these teachers are. You know, he was a typical ugly looking man who was projecting. He was like, bro, look how hot these teachers are. You think these young strapping boys, were manipulated by a woman? I'm like, dude, a 16-year-old boy whose hormones are through the roof are being, yeah, they can be objectified by and used by older women. It doesn't matter if it's a woman sleeping with a boy or a groomer or any of this stuff. Children are being abused. Children are being destroyed at a rapid pace. And this guy's like, oh, there's totally non-pedophile gay people. Incorrect. False. 100% false. And you and I are not allowed to discuss it. Because, hey, they have gay people on The Blaze, and they have gay people on The Daily Wire, and they have gay people in Heritage, and they have gay people at the Claremont Institute Review, or whatever this guy works. It's totally cool. Being gay is fine. So we all have to look the other way. And believe me, it's just as bad with straight people too, right? Demons ascendant coming for the children. Doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. They're all coming for kids. Nobody is standing up for children. Nobody is standing up for kids. We pretend we do, which is why this Ron DeSantis thing has caused such a firestorm. It's the first time we've actually seen people stand up and say, no. No, you can't do that to children. What do you mean? Here's the next paragraph that'll light a fire under you. Because here's the thing. A non-zero number of Americans do still think that once homosexuality became socially acceptable, all manner of other sexual horrors were always bound to follow suit. And the alphabet people have now created the situation in which reasonable parents could be forgiven for thinking that, as it turns out, being gay does lead to taking a sick interest in other people's kids. Because they do. And what has happened? Let me ask you, Spencer, what has happened since Obergefell? Let's just use Obergefell as our mark. What has happened since Obergefell? Pansexual, cissexual, non-sexual, furry sexual, all the, you got like 95 different ones now. It's LGBT2AAI+ZIP Tupac. Like, there's so many of them now. None of this stuff was acceptable before Obergefell. None of this stuff was acceptable prior to Obergefell. So you are trying to recreate the discussion. You are trying to say, oh, well, I mean, once, I mean, this, you know what they're trying to say? Oh, the slippery slope's not an argument. Yeah, it is. And we're at the bottom of it. And it's all rolling right on top of us now. Because the Christian right was shut, was silenced. I was going to say shut up, but silence is better. Christian right was silenced. Only allowed to talk about abortion a little bit. Religious Freedom Restoration Act? Mike Pence folds like a cheap suit. LGBT bathrooms or transgender bathrooms in North Carolina? Oh, they pulled the All-Star game. Oh, all right, let the boys in the girls' bathroom. A male walks into a bathroom in a school and assaults a girl. And what does the LGBT mafia say? It's the girl's fault. Y'all forgot about that. Y'all forgot about when the kid who acted like a woman assaulted the girl. There were people that were like, yeah, it's the girl's fault. She shouldn't have had that pesky vagina. You're on the Bar Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. You know what I am? And some of you guys who have seen the Joker movie, I really feel like the Joker in the interview. When that famous line, it's in memes everywhere. I'm tired of pretending like it's not. I'm tired of pretending as a Catholic trying to obtain the eternal goal of heaven that I have to sit here and say it's acceptable for some guy to engage in acts that call out for vengeance and then are able to obtain children. And they are now my moral compass? They are my moral compass. Dave Rubin's my moral compass. Milo Yiannopoulos is my moral compass now. Let me get back into the article. My firm conviction, Spencer Clavin's sperm conviction, is that homosexuality does not in fact entail by necessarily the abolition of biological sex. And it is the abolition of biological sex, not homosexuality, which necessitates programming children from birth to see the world as genderqueer, all based in homosexuality, Spencer. That house is built on a foundation, of homosexuality. You can't distance yourself as a homosexual from grooming. It is impossible. You're on a house of sand there, brother, if you're trying to distinguish the two. You cannot have any of this. You cannot have any of this garbage you and I are sick to our stomach looking at every day without the foundation of homosexuality. Without that, none of it exists. You can write whatever word salad you want, but it does not distract from this fact. Without homosexuality, none of it exists. That's it. Let me end on this last paragraph. By saying okay groomer, though, conservatives are offering gays a chance to distance themselves from this cancerous extremism. Let me back out. Has Dave Rubin, Richard Grenall, or any other gay done that? Spencer, show me examples. Show me examples of that. Because right now, my point of view is correct. It may not be politically expedient, and it may not be popular, but it is correct. Not one member of the maybe there are some. All right, maybe there are some. I ain't seen it. Maybe there are some members of the LGBT MAP mafia that have stepped up and said, this isn't right. You can't do this. I'm sure there are. But look at the context and how they say it. Are they saying it because it's a school? Because if they only object to the teachers, do they object to it privately? That's the question, isn't it? Do you object to it in a public setting? Let me get back into the article. Any gay person with even a shred of reason, which is impossible as I've talked about, ought to be making it absurdly clear that we are not interested in sharing a community with these crazed fanatics. But you do. But you do, Spencer. You're in the friggin' title of that community. LGBT. You are the second letter, because the lesbians bullied you into the second letter. You are the second letter of that community. By default of your lifestyle, you are part of that community. Does that not make sense? Or would you like me to spell it out in neon? I think crayons would have been a better way to say that. But still. You are the second letter. You are sharing that community. You don't want to share the community? Become abstinent. Become abstinent and speak out against it. That's how you do it. Right? But you are a part of the community. And anybody that is LGBT, MAP, plus Q, 2, 9, 57, 8. You are a part of that community. Because what is the first thing they identify as, ladies and gentlemen? Hi, my name is XYZ, and I'm a member of the LGBT community.